Welcome to Arbor Bridge Church's weekly podcast with your teacher, Daryl Canty. Arbor Bridge Church exists to bridge the gospel and our community by connecting people to Jesus and each other. Visit us online at arborbridgechurch.com.
There's a super incredible point in Jesus' ministry where it's growing really rapidly, quickly, and everyone wants a piece of him. He's incredibly popular. And in one instance, Jesus is going from one town to another, and there's this huge crowd following him. And there are some blind men at the edge of the city as they're coming in. And so when all this crowd's happening, all this commotion's going on, the blind men yell out. They're saying, "What's going on? What's the commotion?" And the people tell them that Jesus is passing by. So pause for just a second and just say, if you're blind in ancient Judaism, it's like a poverty sentence. I mean, it's a You are born to be a beggar your entire life. And so these guys in this moment are hearing that Jesus is going by. They're not sure that they'll ever have a moment like this again. And so they start screaming at the top of their lungs, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." So I want you just to think of this, like art fair is going on in Ann Arbor right now. Think of like, if you and I were down at Art Fair and I saw a friend of mine as we were walking through, and if you've never been to Art Fair, it's super crowded, super busy. We're all walking, me and you are walking together, and I see my friend Billy over there, and I was like, "Billy, you let me do that like one time before you're like, bro." Or if you know, those some of you guys I don't know very well, so you let me get to two before you were like, "Mm-mm, don't do that." It's awkward and embarrassing, and just it's super weird. You're like, we'll walk to him, right? You know, just stop doing that. These guys, they don't care. They don't care about decorum. They don't care about what you're supposed to do. They don't care about people getting mad at them. They don't care about being embarrassed. They are desperate, desperate for Jesus. And they are screaming with everything they have. And all the people who are around Jesus, the crowd, they're in a hurry. And they think that Jesus is too busy to bother with blind beggars. But Jesus stops and calls them to himself. And he says, what do you guys want? And they say, "Jesus, we want to see." And moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. Everyone around Jesus was in such a hurry, they were completely content on passing these blind guys by. They wouldn't be bothered. And while the crowd rushed by, Jesus stopped. And here's why. The scripture tells us, moved with compassion. I've been sharing the last few weeks about using the Sabbath as a way to protect ourselves from hurry and exhaustion so that we can be full of joy and love and compassion. And I've been sharing that because we are so busy and we don't have margin in our lives to do any of those things very well. To say it a different way, love, joy, and compassion are the heart of Jesus and the heart of what he's trying to build in us. And all those three things are incompatible with hurry. Last week, I suggested that maybe we see this idea at work in the story of the Good Samaritan. Maybe the religious leaders don't stop because they just don't have the time. They're in a hurry. Last week, my friend Brian shared this with me. He said, in 1970, researchers from Princeton ran a fascinating study. They asked seminary students to give a sermon on the Good Samaritan. So one group of the students, they separated the students into two different groups. One group of the students, they said, "You need to give a sermon. and the buildings across the campus. You're a few minutes early, though, so you know you can take your time getting over there. The second group of students, they said, you need to give a sermon on the Good Samaritan across campus, and they look at their watch and say, oh my goodness, you need to hurry. You're already a few minutes late. On the way, each student encountered a man slumped in a doorway, coughing and moaning in visible distress. He was an actor, a part of the research. Here are the results. You know, you won't be surprised. Students who thought they had plenty of time were six times as likely to stop and help the man slumped over. And only 10% of the students who were in a hurry stopped to help the man. They rushed on to do a sermon on the Good Samaritan. Mind-boggling. The conclusion is this. Hurry kills compassion. Hurry kills compassion. And the Bible shows us that Jesus, though constantly in demand, is never in a hurry. Think about it. Why did Jesus stop for the blind man? Because he's moved with compassion. There's another story in Luke 7. Jesus is entering a city with, again, massive, same scenario, entering a city, massive crowd around him. And as he's approaching the city, a woman who's a widow is leaving the city to bury her son. And again, in that time, being a widow with no sons, it's just financially and socially desperate, despair. So she's coming out of the city. She's grieving. She's in trouble. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her, and he said to her, don't cry. I want you to think about that for just a second. She's coming out of the city. Jesus is coming into the city, and he's got a ton of people around him, and he says, you, I see you. He goes to her. And some of you guys don't know Jesus Christ very well, but this is why he is so good. He's so good. There's no one better. There's no one better. This is a picture of his goodness. He could have just walked by. Jesus ends up healing the son anyway, right? He could have been in the crowd walking by, and he could have saw her, and he could have just snapped his fingers and said, okay, she's done. And it kept going. But he says, everybody stop. He clears the way, and he sits in front of her face and looks into her eyes. And he says, don't cry. I'm with you. We're together. You can't do that in a hurry. You cannot do that when you are in a hurry. In fact, listen to this. The word hurry appears over and over and over again in the New Testament. Never attached to Jesus. Never. Author John Mark Comer says that hurry is violence to the soul. In the Good Samaritan story, everyone walks by the man in need. But a Samaritan, a foreigner who was traveling, came upon him. And when he saw him, he was deeply moved with compassion. Non-hurried, slow compassion. So here's my point. The solution to our over-busy lives isn't more time. It's to slow down, simplify our lives around what's most important. So over the next few weeks, we're going to explore more spiritual disciplines. I've been doing the spiritual discipline of the Sabbath, but we're going to talk about more of them. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. All the things I'm going to introduce to you over the next few weeks, if you're constantly exhausted and you're constantly overextended, you're not going to have any bandwidth to add more spiritual disciplines to your life. So maybe the first step isn't adding anything. It's subtracting. Saying, what can I take away? Maybe it's removing some of the clutter and busyness and obligations so that we can give our lives more fully to God and his kingdom. So would you consider this? Would you consider this? And again, if you didn't hear the messages before on Sabbath, then certainly you can go back on YouTube and listen to those if you'd like. But is there any activity in your life that you need to step back from? There's probably, maybe the Lord's talking to you about it already and you're just, I'm not sure I want to do that. Is there any activity in your life that you need to step back from so that you have margin? And then is there a hurry habit that is killing your ability to have compassion? Because Jesus is forming us into people of compassion, but compassion doesn't rush. Let him slow you down so that you can meet the needs. You can do the caring for one another that Bree was talking about. Let's pray together. Dear Father, you ask that, you pray that we would remain in you so that we can grow the fruits of the Spirit. The word remain is slow, not hurried. And so I pray that you would bring up to us areas of our lives maybe that we need to step back from in order to have margin. I pray that you bring up to us hurry habits that are killing our capacity to love people well and to have compassion. And I pray that you would help us to embrace the slowness that you embraced when you were here on earth. Embrace the slowness that you embraced that gave you the ability to be present with your Father, who gave you the energy you needed to love people well. We all have people in our lives we need to love well. I pray that you'd help us to begin by creating margin to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information on our church, visit us online at arborbridgechurch.com.